The prime ministers of India and Pakistan held a face-to-face meeting today in Islamabad. Indian leader Atal Bihari Vajpayee is in the Pakistani capital for a summit meeting, which opened today with heads of seven South Asian countries. The South Asia Association for Regional Cooperation, or SARC, as it's known, is ostensibly an economic conference. But in recent years, it has also provided an opportunity for Indian and Pakistani leaders to meet. This year, the stakes for the two regional powers are higher than ever. NPR's Guy Raz is in Islamabad covering the meeting. He joins us. Hello, Guy.
Good morning, Leanne.
What have you been able to learn about the meeting today between the two prime ministers?
Well, Ian, we know that Indian Prime Minister Vajpayee met with his Pakistani counterpart, that's Prime Minister Zafarullah Khan Jamali. For about a half hour, they met on the sidelines of the main conference here. Now, officials described it as a friendly meeting that dealt primarily with trade and economic issues. But it wasn't the main event that many officials are anticipating. That will actually happen tomorrow. We understand that Prime Minister Vajpayee will actually meet with Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf. Now, it's a very, very significant development here, in that, in a sense, it will be the first time in 2 years that such a high-level meeting has taken place at all between India and Pakistan. And the relationship between these two countries has been fraught with problems, particularly since December of 2001. That was when Muslim militants attacked the Indian parliament, and India blamed Pakistan for that attack. Shortly after that attack, both countries massed troops along the border, and for some time there was a lot of concern that, of course, these two nuclear powers could come to blows. Now, of course, the main dispute between the countries for the past 50 years has been over the region of Kashmir. Both of these countries are claiming ownership, have claimed ownership, I should say, over Kashmir, and the countries have gone to war twice over Kashmir in the past 50 years.
What is hoped, then, that can come out of this face-to-face session?
Well, the signs were actually already here before this summit began. Back in November, Pakistan's leader Musharraf declared basically a unilateral ceasefire along the border area in Kashmir, where there are thousands of both Indian and Pakistani troops there. They've been there for decades, actually. So far, that ceasefire seems to be holding quite well. And then India's Prime Minister Vajpayee recently signaled that he was ready to talk about the Kashmir issue. Now, tomorrow's meeting between Musharraf and Vajpayee could, in a sense, signal the beginning of a real dialogue to start resolving this very, very important and divisive issue in the region.
Talk a little bit about what's on the agenda at the conference. I mean, this is a regional meeting, after all.
It is, actually. And the India-Pakistan dispute seems to obscure the other issues on the table. This, of course, is one of the most populated regions in the world. The delegates who are here represent a billion and a half people, people who make up among the world's poorest and least developed region. So I think there's a real desire, a real sense that the leaders here have to create some kind of economic structure or get some process underway that would create better living conditions for the people who live in this area. You know, so far there haven't been too many concrete agreements, but there has been one, which is a plan to create a free trade zone in South Asia and build some kind of united front as well to address issues like global trade agreements, issues that tend to leave South Asia on the losing side of globalization.
And finally and briefly, Guy, describe the atmosphere there. Has security been stepped up there?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the city is in total lockdown mode. There are about 10,000 Pakistani soldiers patrolling the streets. Flights in and out of Islamabad have been canceled. They'll stay that way until Wednesday. The area around the convention center is totally sealed, much of this in response, of course, to the two recent assassination attempts against Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf. So there certainly is a lot of concern about maintaining security in the capital here.
NPR's Guy Raz in Islamabad at the summit meeting of the South Asia Association for Regional Cooperation. Guy, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Leanne.